This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 30 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, having learned what they could from Kieran, the party gathered provisions and has once again set back out into the swamps to try and find the culprit behind everything. As you guys push back out to go to Old Man Montgomery's very dilapidated hut, the journey is eerie. As soon as you guys get away from the more lived-in areas, once again, the swamp falls silent, other than your sounds. And it is almost as if the swamp itself is holding its breath.
Ooh, spooky.
Is the swamp dragon nearby?
Give me a perception check.
Only 17.
Only 17, he says. Not that you can notice. Okay. But there is a good possibility that it's around anyway. They are almost entirely indistinguishable from logs when they are not choosing to move.
How about the last time the swamp went silent? It was just after the ghouls had attacked. Are the ghouls maybe like following us? Can we see anything? Are we being tracked? Are we being followed?
I'll get another perception check for that.
Okay.
Oh, natural 20 plus 2.
You have that thought and then you see it swinging through the high branches. Very reminiscent of a monkey. And then you're just like, oh no, that is the size of a monkey, and then you see its orange eyes.
Orange, you're glad you saw it.
Child ghoul.
No.
No.
Monkey ghoul.
Monkey ghoul! No!
And as you make that realization, it's, oh, there's 1, 5, 20.
Oh, boy.
It is at that point that you stop counting.
So I don't want either of you to freak out, but if you glance carefully and quietly up towards the trees, you will see that, in fact, we have about 30 to 50 monkey ghouls following us right at this point. Whatever this guy has been planning, he's been planning it for a while, and he has been raising the dead.
It would stand to reason that anything that has died and fallen into the swamp waters can and probably will be a ghoul.
So what you're saying is that he might have us dead to rights.
Wonderful.
Other than that, you do manage to get to Montgomery's shack without intervention. But you are definitely being watched.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm happy to hang out here all night without a little bit of deterrent from all of the ghouls, my lads.
Look, if it's any consolation, I don't need to sleep, so I'm happy to keep watch and helps that I can see in the dark. So, given how small the hut is, in the event that I need to wake you and Magnus up because we are suddenly under assault from ghoulish whatever, it's going to be a case of me basically leaning over and shaking the both of you awake.
It's true. That's pretty much the same of what we normally do, because unless we're sleeping in an inn, we're all in a tent or whatever. But and at some point I'll talk to you both about cleaning between your toes, but that's neither here nor there.
I have prestidigitation. That's doable.
But what time is it?
I'd say it's 1, maybe 2.
Okay. We might actually be able to push on to that clearing that we found Can in.
Yeah, we can do that. Do we want to leave any supplies here? Because if we need to get out in a hurry...
I don't know if it would be any better to leave things here.
Well,
we've got the bag of holding. It's not like it's weighing us down.
No. Do we want to leave the food and related supplies here?
No. It'll be all eaten by the time we get back. If it's in the bag of holding it, they won't even be able to detect it.
Okay.
What I will do is I will set up a post on the pontoon. I'll take some time to flat an upright post.
Yep.
And I do have a hooded lantern in my inventory that I haven't used yet. So, and I'd like to hang that from the top and just put a flame into it so that we can have our light as we're going. Not so worried about us being tracked because we're being tracked. It's more of a, hey, we've got fire.
Yeah.
So watch out. Don't come any closer.
Though there isn't any audio response, there is just this shift in the vibe or in the feeling of the area as you ignite this fire. And
good.
Suddenly there is a slight weariness.
Good.
Yeah, I think I'd like to push on to the... Because the hut is a bunch of broken down wood.
Yeah.
Standing out of a swamp, whereas the rise is actually solid land that we can put our feet on. And
yeah.
I think I would prefer that if we have to fight. What do you guys think? Okay.
I want solid ground.
I want solid ground.
So long as I have the two of you between us and whatever we're fighting, I'm happy to fight wherever the two of you are happy to fight.
Might be difficult in the swamp.
Yeah, I am unfortunately aware.
We'll try to make an Amadeus sandwich.
After another couple of hours of travel, around about the time that the sun is starting to set, you find that solid piece of ground that Cairn planning on making his last stand at.
I've already cast light on something.
I would like to start building a well-sized bonfire in the middle of this rise.
Okay.
Just going around the edges of the trees, grabbing dead branches, anything that's dry.
Yeah.
Maybe prestidigitate can help me dry things off. I don't actually know. I think it can.
I will say for the purposes of this, sure.
And just building a nice stack of firewood in the centre that we can sit next to tonight.
Yeah, and you don't even have to worry about lighting it because prestidigitation can light a campfire.
Yep.
There we go.
I can...
I'll make sure that we've got enough firewood to last through the night, and I will ask the boys to do dinner, please.
Okay.
And I think try and camp out. If they attack, then we will do something about it, but because we've got two humans here, I would prefer to fight in the light. And then if they don't grab us, I guess... Candid gave us pretty clear instructions.
Yeah,
on
you also, like, basically, if you just followed... There are still markers to follow.
Right.
So...
Yes. Okay, so yeah, we'll try and make it through the night and...
How big is this land?
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, it's 5 meters diameter. It is...
To help us, I cast alarm.
Perfect.
Because an area within a range, it is 20 cubic feet, which is roughly about 5-10 meters.
That'll be perfect. It's not a very big area.
That's why I asked about...
Yeah, that's a great shout, actually.
Because I'm going to be keeping an eye out, but this is a very...
You are not the panopticon.
And given that there's, like, trees and that can come from, the like, under the water, I'd much rather have...
Solid ground.
Back up to my eyes.
Yeah.
And it's a free spell.
Yeah.
Let these two go to sleep and I'll keep watch as I...
First of all, I'm going to need everybody to make me wisdom saves.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not very good at those.
I slap everybody with guidance.
Oh, thank you.
That does not help on saving throws. It's the resistance you're looking for, and that's a concentration spell, so you can only do it on one. Guidance is also technically a concentration spell.
It's 20 for Magnus.
Oh.
Is your aura up?
My aura is up. Am I asleep?
No, this is you trying to go to sleep.
Okay, well, it's still up if I'm not down. Yeah. So, +3 to all of you. Doesn't help me because I got 8. I got 11.
Magnus got 20.
Yes.
17.
17. Tanwyn is the only one that's going to need to make this constitution saving throw.
Oh, no.
We'll see whether or not she's going to get through this long rest exhausted or not.
Oh, no. Please roll good and not bad. Please roll good and not bad. Oh, I rolled good. That's a 20.
Yeah, you managed to get sleep, so you managed to successfully take a long rest. Even plagued with the nightmares that you have.
Not even nightmares are...
Yes. That said, perception check from Amadeus.
7.
7.
I do not see anything, maybe, probably.
No, but do you go loud audio alarm or quiet, like silent in your head's alarm?
Silent in my head.
It does briefly... go off as you see one of the monkey ghouls fall from a tree into the area, have a look of panic on its face as it was not prepared to fall, and just start booking it towards the water.
I jab my quarterstaff menacing at it, just be like...
You get the idea that it was not intending on falling.
I'm reasonably sure from what Tanwyn was saying earlier that there's a lot of ghouls out there that are watching...
Mm.
Especially considering we're bonfire right over there. But I'm like...
But that is not the only thing that happens during the night. As early morning, maybe 3 or 4 in the morning, you hear a voice call out from the water. Live one. What is a live one doing in the swamps where the dead live? as it says that, there is just echoing chitter of life one, life one, life, life. As all the ghouls that are watching you pick up the call of live one.
Looking for someone.
Whom doth thou seek?
What was the guy's name again? Henrys Filgor.
You are looking in the wrong place. He left. Why do you keep looking for him?
He is the enemy of our order.
But he is a friend.
Yeah.
I suppose a friend to one is a friend, an enemy to another.
As you say, my friend. And we have no quarrel with your kin in this place.
Says the man who brought fire.
Well, we mean you no harm. We are not stupid enough to not take precautions. We do not, especially when we do not know your intentions.
The live one's not foolish.
As you say.
Well, that is unfortunate. I could have added a couple more to the army.
Indeed. Your kin with the crown.
Yes.
I study magic and magic things. I'm curious about it.
And what would you have done with my crown?
I'm just curious. I heard from the gentleman we rescued that when Filgor placed it upon your head, you became intelligent.
I simply just remembered who I was.
Out of pure curiosity, who are you?
I am King Tiberian Ishigar.
Huh?
Oh, the ruins used to be yours then.
Yes, and I intend to reclaim my home.
You shouldn't have said that.
Why not? It's mine. Just because...
Because it belongs to the living. And as much as you remember who you are, sir, and the fact that it... it was once yours, it is yours no longer.
Then why don't the living live in my land? They live around it.
Because you're here, man. Sorry. I'll shut up.
Because the ghosts of the past refuse to yield to the living.
Exactly. So, I intend to reclaim my people, and perhaps then we may all sleep. Or perhaps we turn our ire towards those who have forgotten us.
You okay there, Liz?
Yeah. It's good. I feel like Magnus is going to have to have a bit of a big character moment very soon here.
You're looking a little nervous over there.
This is all leading to some sort of big Magnus character moment that may or may not end up with Magnus or us getting brutally murdered by ghouls and turning into them.
And Magnus is currently going honk shoe.
As is Tanwyn, which is why I'm not saying anything.
You are not completely forgotten. My compatriot there, and I gesture to Magnus, some of your... former kith and kin serve him as he fights against the darkness. And there are still those that study the ruins and try to piece together the past.
Perhaps then I was lied to.
I wouldn't call it lied. Filgor has not been alive in some time. And you have not been yourself in a considerable amount of time. Much has changed in the interim, as I'm sure you remember some of the civilization that has grown up and around your former holds.
Yes, they're all so quaint.
And I am sure that in your time, there were those that considered Ishigar to be the same.
Yeah, insult him!
In a positive way!
Get his ass!
Unfortunately, this is Amadeus. He's trying his best.
He is trying. He's really giving it a good shot.
Then what would you have me do, live one?
Thanks to Filgor, you and yours have your minds back. And provided that you were peaceful about it, I am sure that no one would object to... Since you have many new subjects in your fellow ghouls, if you are willing to help quell the spirits... that lay within Ishigar. I am sure no one would object, provided you were willing to talk with us living folk and negotiate. I am sure there would be very few people who would object to you retaking your city back.
And who might you be to make such lofty promises?
My name is Amadeus, and I work for the Durnia.
And I'm a civil servant.
I'm not saying that. I work for the dragon god Adafora and for the current ruler of Peridon. If I take word back that the ghouls in this place are peaceful and are willing to, A, work with the living in a peaceful fashion and are open to negotiation, I am sure that I am not qualified to negotiate treaties or agreements or anything, but the Durnia, the organization I work for, traditionally deals with the things that go bump in the night, of which ghouls qualify. Mm-hmm. However, if the three of us go back and say that the ghouls of this swamp are peaceful and are willing to talk, then I am sure our god emperor, our empress, and the dragon god that we work for would be willing talk. And I am reasonably sure, I cannot guarantee 100% surety, that we're not using that pointing in the general direction of his city at the current time, mostly because of the ghost problem. So if you would be willing to help us deal with the ghost problem and populate the city, we'd get some use out of it, and you'd have people to trade with in the people that are around, surrounding the city for goods, services, whatever.
As you say that, you hear something move through the water, and silhouetted by the fire, you see this humanoid figure rise out of the water. This thing is tall. Definitely not the tallest thing you've encountered, having just fought troll zombies. But in terms of people, this is a man who is, this figure was at least one point in time a Goliath. So 8 or 9 feet tall, with so this large black crown.
Amadeus doesn't shy away from him. Amadeus will dust himself off, stand up.
He walks to the edge of where he notices your alarm is and leans down.
Well then, Amadeus, I would be a fool to not at least try for a peaceful solution.
That is all I ask.
I may not have been the best king, but I do pride myself on being intelligent.
Excellent. Your...
Go away now.
Your willingness to talk is much appreciated. I am not one for fighting, Your Majesty. I would have if called to do so. I also prefer peace and talking over combat.
Oh, I never said I prefer peace. I just said I would be a fool.
Fair enough.
That said, I do find the word that you use to refer yourself to quite interesting.
Which one? I used...
Durnia.
Oh.
Meaning blessed.
I wouldn't...
In a language that I had long since forgotten had existed.
Oh, what language is that?
Mine.
Oh!
Oh, I did not know that. I live and I learn.
Yes, quite frankly, that small glimpse of my own history is the only reason that I have not commanded my kin to drag the three of you into the depths of this swamp.
Ah!
So, blessed one, you have 2 weeks, and I will not speak to any other but you. So go.
Of course.
Thank you. Talk to your dragon god and see what accords may be made.
Excellent. 2 weeks. Right. Oh, excellent.
If we cannot reach an agreement, I will raise the waters of this swamp so high that all drown beneath it, even those who cling to the cliffs.
Good to know.
You have 2 weeks.
And with that, he rather ominously just walks backwards into the water.
When the two of you wake up the next morning in a couple of hours.
We were sleeping like absolute logs, all wrapped up in our little sleeping bags, just like snoring the night away while you are having a terrible experience.
When the two of you wake up, you see a very shell-shocked-looking Amadeus staring into the middle distance.
What happened?
I bought us 2 weeks.
2 weeks from what?
From the ghouls not drowning Paradon and killing everybody. Ishigar, with the King of Ishigar.
Wasn't the last King of Ishigar here like 1,000 years ago?
Yes. You know how Kern said that Filgor put a crown on one of the ghouls? The ghoul was the ex-King of Ishigar.
How did Filgor find him?
I don't know.
That's crazy. There's so many of them out. What if he put the crown on a monkey? What do you think?
No, we have 2 weeks to get back to Artifora and organize a negotiating party. Come back. I might have promised some things that I probably didn't have the authority to promise.
Armadeus, you were doing diplomacy?
Yes!
You're not very good at that.
No.
What did you offer?
He wanted Ishigar back, like the city. And I said that if he and his ghouls were willing to be peaceful about it and clear out the ghosts, that would be willing to talk. And he said, I'd be willing to talk.
About them living in the city again?
Yes.
Armadeus! We've got to get to Artifora immediately! What did you promise them?
Well, aren't ghouls technically dead? So technically by telling them that they could live in the city...
You know what I mean! Look, we need to get back to...
Look, I just found us a loophole.
We need to get back to dry land, and we need to summon...
I don't think King Ishigar is going to worry about loopholes. I think he's going to worry about eating everybody in Ishigar, yeah, and then swarming over the hills and eating everybody else. You know they eat human flesh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm well aware. That's why I tried...
What else were they going to be eating once they started living around people?
Well, they don't eat human flesh. They just eat meat in general.
Mm. I don't
entirely
know.
Carnivorous.
Look, they are carnivores. I am sure if we can negotiate a peace that we can get them buying meat off people.
This is crazy. This
yes!
is crazy.
It's insane. But it was either that or we, the three of us, get dragged underwater and eaten.
I feel like I could have taken them.
How many ghouls could there have been? And Magnus gets the fingers out. 10?
10. He looks at his clothes.
How many, considering
20?
Considering the number of orange eyes that you saw whilst talking with King Tiberian, more than 100.
Good.
Probably closer to 200, and those were just the ones that you saw.
And apparently, Durnia means blessed one in his language, which is about the only reason we weren't immediately eaten overnight.
Oh, actually, Magnus.
Wait.
Your little ghosties, they're from his ancient army, if I'm remembering correctly what you told me, probably.
So,
can you understand them?
I kind of get vibes.
Can we have this discussion on the pontoon as we're getting back to dry land?
You know what? You're right. All right, let's get
please,
over here.
On the... As I start literally shoving them towards the
okay,
pontoon.
Okay, we're going. We'll eat breakfast on the way.
Maybe you should have asked more time.
I wasn't exactly in a position to negotiate. I technically shouldn't have promised anything because I don't have the authority.
You should have done what Tenwin would have done and just been like, actually, I don't think we can do that. It's not going to work. Try and bargain them up.
I was a little scared. I'm not going to lie. I'll dispel
Understandably so.
I'll teach you how to haggle some other time.
Yeah. You don't need to dispel the alarm. It only lasts 8 hours.
Yeah. We take the pontoon back to city, basically sending out the flare, summoning our ride back, and getting back to the hold so that I can inform our superiors of my hastily negotiated deal with the ghoul population of the swamp.
So how long did you say that the ghoul had given you to...
2 weeks.
You're in so much trouble.
I am in all kinds of trouble.
Do we have a faster way to get back?
No.
I don't think so. I
don't have any... Unlike Kern, I don't have any teleportation magic.
Because I thought you would have only agreed to 2 weeks if you knew there was a faster way back. We could have told the guy to wait with the teleportation. I guess we didn't know that we'd need to go back so quick.
We were planning on
can we
not
get him to
doing
come
any of this.
Back don't, and then take a message back?
I don't know. Let's just send up the flare and see who arrives. It'll either be Pradavnik or it'll be, I don't know, someone with a teleport spell.
Look, I've sent back initial report.
A preliminary report.
Preliminary report.
Sans Kings.
Sans
Well, King. I guess mention of our Ghost King, but we can't hunt your Ghost King, bro.
I mean, it's not the worst situation we could be in, you know, bureaucratically speaking, you know. We probably won't get fired, but it's pretty
that's
bad.
That's how the campaign ends, because I get a new job. It's just like, you're all fired.
So, send up the flare and we start heading back towards the ruins, because that's where Padavnet dropped us off.
Yes. Okay. Speed things along. You guys managed to get through the ruins unaccosted by ghosts. Not unwatched by ghosts, just unaccosted.
Do the ghosts seem different?
Yeah, have these ghosts been told about the ghoul stuff? Do they know?
No.
Oh, sorry.
They're just...
X-nay on the ghoul.
They're just kind of watching. Some of them have a little bit of a look of awe on their face, but for the most part, they're just watching. Like, some are wary, some are awestruck, and some are just... Ah.
How long does it take before Padavnik shows up?
Roll
D10.
And that's going to be how many days he takes to get here.
Three
minutes.
Excellent. Dang. What? He is so fast. Was he just waiting outside of town?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
he's hanging outside the swamplands because he doesn't want to, A, hang out in the ruins where all the spooky ghosts are, and B, hang out in the swamp where it's wet and miserable.
Fair.
How you doing, Padavnik?
Well, are you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Yes. You know, we'll tell you on the way.
Move with haste, please.
Right, okay.
We know you're the fastest dragon.
I am not, but...
Move as quickly as you can, please. We're on something of a time crunch.
Okay. Everybody on board.
All right.
We get on.
And having been told to move... quickly launches him, doesn't even bother checking that everybody is situated, just feels everybody's on board and sitting, and we're going.
Oh, I'm never going to get used to this.
And yeah, instead of the cruising speed he's normally at, he is, I would say, hoofing it, but he's not a horse on the ground.
He's winging it.
He's making good speed.
Yeah, mechanically, he is dashing all the way.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
We will speed through the next couple of days, unless there is anything you guys would like to do.
We're not going
to
roleplay freezing our ass off at 20,000 feet in a dragon.
Unless you want to.
No, thank you.
Just air sounds. Do we see anything interesting while we're camping out? I know that the wilds, previously we've seen some gods in the storm and double moons and some exciting things out in the wilds.
I will get you to make a perception check.
Ooh! I will do that. Oh, 11.
Things are fine.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No problems. How's that moon looking? The extra moon.
I like, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm.
I see what you do there.
Yes. There's staring at this world, and maybe you specifically.
Does it seem to look from side to side, or is it fixed in one location?
You aren't sure, as it lacks a pupil.
Okay.
Or maybe it is entirely pupil.
Ooh.
That's disturbing on another level. Anyway.
So, yeah, we will fast forward to mid-morning, a couple of days later, as you arrive in the landing area back in Vanguard's Hold.
Amadeus gets visibly more and more nervous the closer we get to Vanguard's Hold.
Don't worry, you got this cap.
Do you want us to tell him what happened?
No. It's...
We're really good at explaining.
We're really good at it.
And we don't use big words.
If this is going to be a screw-up, I should at least own up to the screw-up.
Oh, no, we were going to throw you under the bus entirely.
Oh, yeah, Tenwin can't take any more hits.
No. But we were just saying, you know, if you think you're going to cry or get stuck or, you know, run away.
I'll be fine.
Okay, we're here for you.
Thank you.
We're here to talk for you, but not defend you or your actions.
You're all heart, Tenwin.
I take it you guys are walking and talking.
Yeah.
As you're talking to say this sort of stuff, out loud, mind you, and not quietly.
Between the three of us, we don't have a quiet bone in our respective bodies.
You get several looks of just, what you do?
Oh, like you've never screwed up before.
Nobody says.
I'm basically beating foot towards Amethyst's office at this point. Yeah. Is she seeing anybody when we get there?
Yes, actually. So Amethyst is, for all intents and purposes, the leader of the Dernia. The Dernia don't have their own accommodations. They are attached to the Vanguard, technically. The person she is talking to is a prismatic dragonborn who you know to be the head of the Vanguard.
Ooh.
Oosh.
One Hysterin.
Hysterin.
One General Hysterin Proudmore.
Is there a large number of Dragonborn among the Vanguard?
Dragonborn, by nature, tend to pick something and do it whole heart and soul. Also, a lot of them tend to really like dragons, and being the Vanguard or Edirnia gives them an excuse to hang out where the giant dragon nest is.
Yeah. I was thinking that that might be the case.
So, yeah, I'll nervously wait while they're chatting.
Do can we calmly enter the room, or do you kind of just burst in? Do you even knock?
When the general finished, I'll give him a minute to be like, get round the corner, so I'm not. And then it's basically just...
Wait, hold on. They're talking.
Yeah, well...
Let them talk. I want to hear what they say.
I'll wait until the general's left before I burst in.
Right.
I think we've walked into the room. I'm going to be totally honest. I think we've walked into the room and then we stand...
180, walk out.
And we stand there like we haven't been given any more instructions. You know when you walk into a room and you forget why you're in there and you kind of stand there for a moment? We did that, but we know why we're there. We're just like, oh, this wasn't what I expected. I guess we just stand still.
Right, so you guys have fully just burst into her office.
My apologies.
General Amethyst just gives a look of you, especially Amadeus, are very protocol focused. Yeah. So it's just like the fact that you've burst in here unannounced is just a look of confusion.
With an expression of nerves. Right,
No, stay.
Okay.
How's our friend? How's Karen doing?
General Hysterin will turn around, and he is this very impressive figure for somebody who is rainbow colored. A grand set of horns, strong jaw, these tendrils that form a bit of a beard growing under his chin. My soldier returned yesterday, quite shaken, all things considered, but grateful to be alive, and I hear that I have, I suppose, the three of you to thank for that.
Indeed.
It is part of our duty, sir. We're happy to serve.
Yes. Sorry for the interruption, by the way.
No. On the one hand, yes, you interrupted, and on the other hand, your timing is rather fortunate, as we were discussing what we should be doing with the ghouls.
Oh, dear. Well,
speaking of that, I have news on that front.
General Amethyst has a look of, oh, no.
So, couple of points. The guy walking on water, turns out, was Henry Sogor. He turned the ghouls intelligent.
They both look like stunned fish in that moment, just almost blink in synchro, and it's just, I'm sorry, what?
One of the ghouls had some sort of crown on its head. Your soldier will be able to tell you a little bit more about that.
So, you know the Trollstone?
Yes. Now know of it, yes.
Yes, Trollstone crown. On the, apparently, the last... King of Ishigar.
Or at least that's what that ghoul claims to
be. Or at least what he claimed to be, the last king of Ishigar.
It spoke.
I
had a very pleasant, I had a very cordial discussion with him.
And you made it out alive?
Apparently, saying that I'm Edirnia was the only thing that kept us alive, because apparently that means blessed in his tongue.
I didn't think Edirnia meant much of anything at all, so...
I mean, yeah, it is an old language word.
So...
It was picked out by Artifora when he created... Yeah, no, given all the Amethyst is just like, given all that we can do, yeah, blessed one, honestly, mate.
So, had a cordial discussion with the king. He wants his city back.
What's he going to do with it? He's dead.
Going to put all the ghouls in it, I suppose.
He's going to rule over it with the ghouls, apparently.
What are they going
to... I don't... How long did it take us to get here? 2 days?
Yeah.
I have 12 days to get approval to basically negotiate with him, or he's going to drown Ishigar and eat everybody in it.
Amadeus managed to buy us 2 weeks, but at the cost of everything
that he wanted. From what I understood, he wants his city. I said, nobody's using it. If you clear out the ghosts, you'll probably be welcome to it, but I would need to talk to my superiors. He gave me 2 weeks to basically come talk to my superiors. Hi, I am now talking to my superiors. Help.
Amethyst just has her head in her hand, massaging her temple. I can't send you three on a simple job, can I?
Frankly, I think we'd love a simple job. Time.
I think a simple job would be fantastic, to be honest.
So would I. Could we have one of those, please?
I thought I was sending you on a simple job. In all fairness, I did rescue the Vanguard. You accomplished your job. And now you bring me back news of an intelligent ghoul king that wants what remains of his old kingdom.
Yeah.
And 12 days to kill him.
Look.
Which I think is a pretty good time frame. Especially as I now know that teleporting is a thing that can happen. I didn't really know about that before.
And apparently because... I was the one that did the talking. He will only talk to me.
Oh, he loves him now.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's his best friend.
I wouldn't go that far.
They're brothers in arms.
Stop digging my hole, Tanwyn. Please, for the love of Artifura, stop digging a hole.
Don't beg in front of the superiors, Armadeus. It makes you look weak.
It'd be bad for your pay negotiations.
So what do you think about all that, then?
The two generals just look between each other. Hysterity gives her a look of just like, is it always like this? Amethyst is just, unfortunately with these three, yes.
In our defense, we went out to do some extracurricular ghoul killing.
Look, in our defense, we are mad. But as I'm sure Amethyst can tell you, we have a surprisingly high clearance rate for jobs.
Aye, well, guess it turns, one way or another.
General Hysterin is just, we could go and just bathe the swampland in dragonfire.
You could.
Also, I'm not sure if you know, but, because I don't know much about ghouls, but the monkeys are a ghoul. The monkeys are ghouls. There's ghoul monkeys, there's monkey ghouls. And I think that whatever dies in the swamp becomes a ghoul. So there might be alligator ghoul.
Oh, we also met a contemporary of Artifora.
That was a great day. A swamp dragon
who's about as old as...
Artifora, right? Yeah. He said he knew of him.
Yeah.
Manson, great guy. Probably best to not bathe him in dragon fire. And he looks like a log, so it's really hard to see him.
The two generals once again look at each other. Just, I fear we may have neglected Ishigar for too long. Yes, I would concur on that.
Yeah, so unfortunately, General, when it rains with us, it pours.
Right.
This is all good information to have.
It's great information.
It is good information. The three of you go get some rest.
I don't believe Kern owes us some drinks.
Oh, yes, he did say to look us up when we were back in town.
And here we are.
The two of them is just, well, I suppose we have more to discuss now. Yes, we should probably involve both Artifora and Her Majesty.
If you need us for anything, we'll probably be down the pub and we won't in any condition to talk.
General Amethyst speaks up. Are you just saying that you get out of being called to this meeting, or are you planning on getting blackout drunk?
I plan on getting blackout drunk because I have just dug myself another large hole. And while I do not typically drink, I have a sudden urge to get blackout drunk. Because he has the "I really want to scream now, but I can't" expression on his face.
Well, the meeting won't be for a few days, as it will take time for Her Majesty to get here. And then it will probably be another day or so of discussions. And then we will inform you of the decisions that have been made by then.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Excellent. So, plenty of time to get wasted.
I will say, the three of you may be called in to testify or clarify.
In fairness, if you need any clarification about the discussion with the King of the Ghouls, King of Ishigar, I'm the only one that talked to him, so... Because he came through the night and, you know...
Suddenly, the deal made makes a lot more sense. I take it was just you.
Oh, I was the only one awake due to the fact that I don't sleep, stupid angel.
So you rightfully took a course that saved all of your lives.
Yes. In fairness, I was just trying to save the skin of myself and my friends. The fact that I bought time for Ishigar is purely coincidental. Beneficial, yes, but purely incidental. And it was only the fact that I mentioned the word Durnia that he didn't seek the ghouls on us and drag us into the depths to join his forces.
I don't know if you're insanely lucky or just intelligent.
Yes.
Or perhaps very foolish.
I take all three.
What my colleague said. Anyway, I do believe Kern is calling for us with alcohol. Bye. And Amadeus double times it out of there to go get drunk.
Lovely to meet you, General. Amethyst, always good to see you. I'll try and get him to write something down before he starts drinking, but I don't think he will. Have an evening. Won't say a good one.
It's early morning.
Have a day.
We've been flying for like 2 days straight.
I don't know what's up and what's down. Bye.
As the three of you leave, we'll focus in on the general's office that you just left. And there is just, General Hystern is just like, those three are a lot. And Amethyst is just head in both of her hands. Yes. Yes, they are. And unfortunately, they are some of my best agents.
Look, we have a 100% success rate.
We sure do.
And we have a 100% chance of finding something extra that's wrong.
Technically, you have a 200% success rate.
And we're really good at annoying our superiors.
No, not so much annoying, more worry.
Yeah.
I'm finding...
You find Garen in the mess hall having breakfast.
Hey, Garen. How you doing?
I, quite frankly, was not expecting to see you all so soon.
We weren't expecting to be back so soon. Unfortunately, we encountered things.
Need to know things or things...
Don't yet, well...
Is it in relation to the ghouls?
Yes.
What?
We found the guy in charge and talked to him. Remember the person who got the crown put on him?
Yeah.
He's in charge. And I talked to him. And now
he's alive?
Luckily...
Are you sure, luckily?
No. I swear I am using up all of my luck. The problem is I have to go back and talk to him. I just had to send some information up the flagpole because there's certain things that we talked about that are about a dozen steps above my pay grade.
What did you do?
I avoided Ishigar getting drowned by ghouls.
Is that above your pay grade? I feel like that is within the realms of your job.
Yes, but basically everything that's died in the swamps is a ghoul.
There is just... this dawning, haunted look as his eyes widen as if,
You see why talking to the leader of those ghouls might be slightly up the pay grade.
That's gotta be thousands, if not millions, of creatures.
You see our problem.
And they haven't just gone and...
Had I not managed to have a rather cordial discussion with the guy in charge...
What does he want?
Ishigar?
Now, this is just my opinion. He can have it.
Yes, but he wanted to drown everybody surrounding it to get it. I managed to buy us some time so that that doesn't happen, and maybe come to a... Why do you think I needed to send it up the flagpole?
Right, yeah, because if we let this happen, that now there's just a small nation of ghouls at the bottom of the island, which, you know, isn't a worrying thing to say at all.
That's not even the worst thing we've dealt with.
What do you mean that's not the worst thing you've
classified,
dealt with?
Classified, unfortunately. But
I am so glad I deal with mundane things.
Yeah, be very glad, you know.
Because a nation of flesh-hungry monsters is...
They're actually just carnivores. If you give them a fish supply of meat, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're usually feral as all get the hell out. So they'll eat whatever's in front of them. And unfortunately or unfortunately, as you witnessed, they are significantly more intelligent than they would otherwise be.
See, I'm off the back, by the way. I've bought you all extra drinks.
Thank you.
This round's on me. You, Amadeus, I've bought you a beer, but I've also bought you a water. I want you to drink that one first. He's not that experienced in drinking.
Thank you.
I think that the dead should stay dead. Also, I've been thinking about this. There's lots of ghouls in the swamps that have the armor of the ancient people who used to live around Ishigar, right? And then in Ishigar, in the ruins, there's a lot of ghosts that have the armor and the weapons of the ancient people that used to live in Ishigar. Is there a ghost whose body is out there being a ghoul?
Probably.
What on earth are we going to do about that? You know what I mean? That's crazy. And this is coming from someone who's a Dernia, and we deal in crazy things.
Now, what happens should a ghost possess its own dead body?
I don't know if I want to find that one out. Or do I?
I have ideas.
Anyway.
Do we have a science division? Are we going to take some in for testing?
Well, to be fair, we...
A metaphysicist.
To be fair, this is probably something we'd have to talk to the lovely people at the library about.
I don't want to talk to them again.
What's wrong with them?
Oh...
Last time we went to the library, we got really lost in a book.
That's true. Though in fairness, Tanwin did love the book.
It was a good book. No, everybody's there really stuffy.
You were all reading... How are you all reading...
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's classic.
It was a really good book.
The cucumbers were not great.
No.
You enjoyed the cucumbers, though.
There was some magical stuff. Don't worry about it. You know, Dernia
I enjoyed the
stuff.
Cucumbers. It was a lot of effort to get there.
That's fair. I'll give you that. We're just casually having this discussion in front of...
Another round?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm planning on drinking to forget everything that we talk about tonight. Right.
That's actually a very smart plan. I plan on getting annoyingly drunk so I can forget about my situation for a night because, oh God.
Karen, why don't you tell us about how you joined the Vanguard?
Yes.
Enough about us.
Let's have a normal conversation.
We're
for
boring.
I could do with a normal conversation.
Start from the beginning. Don't cut anything out.
You are getting me to just exposit a random
NPC's backstory
from Earth.
So we proceed to get absolutely horribly drunk with Kurt.
Let him do the exposition.
Sir.
As you stated, yes. You do, in fact, spend the next several hours drinking.
Woo! Start on the beers, move on to the shots.
Do we need to do constitution saving throws to see who passes out?
End on the bloody merit.
No, you've all... Speak up now if you do not plan on getting blackout drunk.
Nope.
Nah, Magnus is in.
Yeah, we are more than happy to get carried along by that wave.
Magnus is eating as well. He's going full...
Oh, we're doing...
German Oktoberfest.
Full hedonistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What I'm about to say makes it very clear that I don't drink. After about now, you guys don't remember anything that's going on.
Woo!
But can I get somebody to just roll me a straight d20?
Me. I want to do it. I'm bad at rolling d20s. 3!
Cool. The four of you, Karen included,
woo!
Awake up just in a dog pile in the infirmary the next day.
Oh, no.
With the godfather of all headaches.
Put me back out again. I don't want to be here.
Why is the light so...
You all effectively have 2 levels of exhaustion.
Yay!
Until the hangover is cleared.
Where's the bar? I need another one.
Why is my brain trying to escape through my nose? Is this what being hungover feels like?
No, it's usually less than this. Or maybe we're just getting old.
Don't say that.
Can I have somebody give me a wisdom save? You will get the +3 bonuses from Tanwin.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, nah. Everything after about an hour of drinking beer and water. Somebody has the bright idea to bring out the scorpion whiskey.
Whoa. Ooh.
It does
sting. I think that was Magnus.
Which is 70% alcohol.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
Yeah, within moments of you guys imbibing that, Mary just turns into a muddy puddle.
Magnus is pouring in everyone else's. They're supposed to have some kind of mixer, and he's, well, back in Ishigar, we just drink it straight.
It's made from swamp potatoes.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
So, you know, wasabi burn plus alcohol.
And Magnus was literally just, here, have a tumbler.
Glug, 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 glug. I don't think I'm moving today. I think I have to stay here.
Did we undergo a magical stomach pump procedure?
Are we on magical IVs?
No.
Damn it.
You are all just currently in a pile on the floor.
I get out. Go that way, Magnus. Cheat. You're heavy.
Why are we in here? Karen.
Karen is...
Is there someone nearby that does a full paradigm breakfast?
Oh, I want a full paradigm breakfast so bad.
Okay,
I know
cafeteria,
where we can go.
Probably.
Do they do dinner discounts?
Probably. Is the medic on duty just staring at us?
Yes, they are currently sitting in a chair in front of the door, legs crossed, hands together, fingers steepled, just staring at the four of you.
Hello, we're not dead.
Hi.
I am well aware of that.
So, how much trouble are we in?
Yes.
Where can we go to get a full paradigm breakfast?
I think we're about to have a stern talking to
first. I can't have a stern talking to. I won't remember nothing.
I can barely stand the sound of my own voice. No. Oh, God.
I think there were slow-acting poisons from the swamp.
Considering that the bartender informed me that between the four of you, 2 whole bottles of scorpion whiskey was consumed.
Oh, boy. No wonder my... brain is trying to escape through my nose, and now also I think my ears.
What else did we do?
How many places are we banned from?
You can't say the infirmary. We're not allowed to be banned from here.
Unfortunately, you are correct.
So, I repeat, how much trouble are we in?
Thankfully, not much, considering what you have done.
What did we do, and who did we do it to?
Oh no, what did we do?
Let's just say I would avoid being around the dragons for the next few days.
Oh no!
We didn't do anything to Predevnik, did we?
Is Predevnik okay? He's our favorite.
Predevnik is fine.
Oh god.
Oh, thank you.
But one of you got it in your head that it would be a great idea to shave and clip the horns and spikes off as many other dragons as possible.
Tanwin?
to make them all look like Pradavnik. Thankfully.
I don't think I care about dragons that much.
Tywin, I'm blaming you for that.
Thankfully, you failed to get any of them because it was four drunk people versus a dragon.
That sounds about right.
Where did we get shears from?
Well, probably supplies.
You broke into the armory. Which now brings into question the security of said armory.
I'm sorry, I've got my eyes closed. I can't look at you. If I open my eyes, I think I'm going to throw up.
Did anybody hear a loud knocking?
What?
I have the knock spell, Tanwin.
Oh.
That opens a lot of doors.
Yes.
The armor's probably going to want to have words.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
You caused quite a mess in the armory because, as I had it reported to me, they pulled everything out of every shelf and every drawer and every box.
You know, trying to look for shears.
Trying to look for shears. They eventually gave up and grabbed saws.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That would have been a little bit more intimidating to see.
Which also brings into question why we store the saws in the armory.
Well, if you've ever grown up in a rural area, there's a lot of uses for saws. Dangerous uses.
Yes. Like the three chairs that you practiced on.
Oh, no!
So, how much money do we owe, and who do we owe it to?
No, don't say that. This is all conjecture.
Let's just say that none of you will be receiving your next paycheck.
No!
Fair enough. I mean, it's not like I spend a lot of money anyway.
No, I just got out of the hole. Ah!
Fair enough. All right. I need to sit down.
I need breakfast.
Yes.
Can we leave, please?
And you'll be pleased to know that none of that happened.
Oh, see, now I don't know if I believe you or not.
There's just the biggest crap-eating grin.
I hate you.
You all passed out at the table.
Oh, God. Also, I hate you so much right now. I'm going
to
go.
Good. I had to drag your sorry asses here.
I'm not that heavy.
No, you're not.
The three of us are, though.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you all then fought me on going into the beds and instead screamed that you wanted to sleep like the animals do in a pile.
Is this also a lie?
No.
We woke up in a pile.
We did wake up in a pile.
I thought we were huddling for warmth.
Like the animals do.
I'm going to go get breakfast. I'd try not to die.
So I would highly advise that you all consume a copious amount of liquids that is not coffee.
Bloody Marys are on the table.
Or juice.
Bloody Marys are on the table then.
Don't those have alcohol in it?
I heard the dog.
No more alcohol. If I see you back in here within a month...
Aye.
With alcohol poisoning.
Because you're blackout drunk again, you will be waking up with no kneecaps.
I have something for that.
The healers can also harm.
Anyway, I'm going to go get food before I...
It was good to see you again. Always a pleasure.
Next time I see you, it better be for an injury.
Well, one way or another, it probably will
be. Well, look, we injured our livers by dousing them in alcohol, so we're fine. Anyway.
Do you want us to take care now, or should we leave him to sleep?
He's fine.
Okay.
And probably best not under our influence.
Yes, because I'll be taking him to the counselor when he wakes up.
He's in trouble.
What did we do to... Why does he need to see the counselor?
His whole platoon died. Why do you think?
Yeah.
He just had counseling last night.
We were really good at it.
Yes.
He had a great time.
Hey.
Definitely didn't seem like it was drowning his sorrows.
No.
He was...
And we were giving him good quality chats and not chat. It was all great stuff.
Considering I'm sure you don't remember any of it, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Indeed. Let's go get food.
Let's go get some food.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.